You're listening to The John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas. Now back to today's JMO Radio Show from the Allen Samuel Studios. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Welcome in now, Will London from Waco High, from Baylor University, and a U.S. Olympian, John Morris, along with Jerry Hill. And Jerry, we're in the presence of greatness here with an Olympian in Will London.
Yeah, and first apparently first Olympian ever from Waco. I know you've talked about that a little bit, but how big a deal is that for you, being the first from your hometown to ever make it to the Olympics?
I didn't even know I was the first one until, like, people said it. But I guess it's just from, you know, being around at Baylor for so long, and I've seen Jeremy, Michael Johnson, those people. So I guess when they've been around so long, you kind of forget that they're not exactly from Waco. But it's exciting to know that I'm the first Olympian from Waco. You know, it was a great feeling, and I'm glad I get to experience it, and the people around me can too.
You got to be proud of that. I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah, it is, you know, but I try to stay calm, stay focused, because I know I still got other meets, and then I still got to go to the Olympics and handle business. So I don't want to get too ahead of myself and just be excited about that only goal.
And I know one of the things that you've talked about is, yes, being excited about making the Olympic team, but your goals maybe were bigger than that. You were still disappointed that maybe you didn't do better in the 400. What was that trials process like for you?
I mean, that right there was probably the most stressful week of my life, you know. I mean, you got three big days back to back to back, you know, just trying to keep your body healthy, eat right, get enough sleep, but still be able to process that, you know. You might not be able to run the next day. And it gets kind of frustrating, and, you know, you might not feel the best that you feel, but, you know, you have guys that's literally right there that can run the same times that you run. So it's kind of one of those things where you just got to stay focused. And I'm just glad that I was able to come out healthy and still able to run today. And I was still able to make the team. But me and Coach Hart and Coach Weathorn and my family, we always go into every race wanting to win. That's always the expectation. And I feel like me personally, I know those guys are still proud of me, but me personally, my goal is always to win. And I feel like if I didn't win, I didn't accomplish the goal that I set. But I want to still be proud of myself for going out there and doing the best that I did. And, you know, just being able to still be an Olympian and then reset and get ready for the next year.
Even at that, you're part of the relay pool, you know, 4x4 relay. You are a U.S. Olympian. What does that mean to you? I mean, how long have you had that goal to make a U.S. Olympic team?
I think I've been wanting to be an Olympian since, like, the fifth grade.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I went to the trials of my freshman year. I remember you covered me before I left. And I really didn't go into it with too many expectations because I was, like, 18, 19 years old. So it was just like, if it happens, it does. And I didn't even know I was going to go until, like, a week before. And Coach, he was like, I want you to go just to get the experience. You know, I'm not asking you to go out there and make the team, but – I want you to be able to run on these stages as early as possible, so when the next time comes around, you'll be ready. And, you know, it was scary and when I did it in 2016, but I think this year it topped everything because it was just like, I know I'm supposed to be there, and I have the opportunity to actually make the team this year. I mean, I did in 2016, but I guess since I was older, like, it hit a lot different.
So that experience did help. I mean, going through that, would you say now that it did help?
Oh, for sure. You know, and plus I've ran on a lot of big stages, you know, World Juniors, the World Team in 17 and in 2019. But, you know, this is going to be way different. It's the Olympics.
Yeah, you talked about 17 when you were at the World Championships in Will London, England. what was that experience like? And maybe did that help prepare you for what's to come?
I feel like even in 17, I was still young. You know, I was one of the youngest, or if not the youngest, on the team that year in 2017. And I was really nervous then. But, you know, Coach was down there. Luckily, he was able to go. And then my dad ended up coming the day before the 4x4, I believe. And, you know, it kind of helped me calm down a little bit. You know, I feel like a lot of people don't realize that this sport is mostly mental, more so physically. And if you're not mentally ready, then it doesn't matter how great you are. But luckily, I was able to keep my nerves in 2017 and be able to come out with a medal and still run one of the fastest first leg splits ever ran.
Is that the big, I mean, on a big stage like that, like the Olympics, is that the biggest thing just mentally, you know, just keeping things in check and being ready to run your best?
Almost definitely. The mental is always because physically the work has already been done. Like you've been, like I've been practicing, I think, since last year, you can say, you know, especially with the COVID year going on. So physically, I've always been at the shape I need to be. So it's just mentally preparing yourself. And like Coach Hart said before he left, he was like, execute or be executed, you know. So it's not more so about what physically executing, but mentally executing my race. And if I don't do that, it don't matter how fast or strong I am.
You mentioned the COVID year. What was that like for you? And maybe how did you get through it? What did you do just to kind of get through that year?
I think after thinking about it, you know, at first it was like I felt like it was a great thing to happen because I was able to get some rest because I've always been going 24 hours since my freshman year getting in. And at Baylor, like I've always made a team every year. Freshman year I made the junior team, and then I would have like 3 weeks or a month and then have to, and I would be starting when school started. Like my season was over and school would be starting next week. And then it happened again in 2017, then 2018, then 2019. And then COVID year happened. It was like, I finally get a break.
Yep.
And I really was bored because it was my first time in a long time. And I've always done that since a kid as well. Like we've always traveled, running summer track, AAU basketball, and that's always been my thing since a kid. So it was weird for me to have that break, but I think overall it helped, but also it kind of hindered me a little bit because I feel like I didn't have that coming into the season with like a chip on my shoulder or, you know, having that that mental edge that I had. It's just, I feel like I probably relaxed a little too much. And, you know, I think that was just one of those things where it probably needed to happen, you know. And I feel like going into the Olympics, going in the stands and having to watch those guys run, which I'm super proud of those guys. I'm really close with Michael Cherry and the other guys that made the team. But being in the stands is going to, like, you know, give me that chip on my shoulder to make sure I don't feel that feeling again next year.
Yeah. Does it help? How old are you right now?
I am 23.
So you're 23. Does that help just the age factor, another year older? You're stronger, yeah. You know, just another year from 20 to 21?
Well, that, and also this was technically my my rookie year of being a professional because I didn't have a season in 2019.
Yeah.
And one thing people don't realize is that your whole training and your whole way of life and the way you train changes. Like it's like you're a freshman all over again because, you know, you get used to going to class, being up all day, then going to practice, and you're pretty much moving. And then it's different when you don't have anything to do and your body just sits all day in the house. And then you try to come out and put your body through, you know, a tough workout, which is hard to do. So this year it was hard for me to process how to find things to do on my spare time. And just one thing I realized towards the end of the season was that use that time to better myself mentally and physically. If it's stretching throughout the day, eating right, just always trying to find something to give myself that extra edge and that extra push. And like I said, it was my rookie year, so I'm not too upset. I don't know too many people in any sport that has a great rookie year and they can say this is the best year I've ever had. You know, they always learn and they always become better the next year. And I'm ready for my next year.
So when did your track season start? When how much, you know, what was that road like just getting to the trials, I guess?
It was frustrating because it was hard to know what was going on because we were still going through the COVID situation this year. And, you know, I still train here at Baylor, so I had to go through the protocols with the team go through. And because I'm technically not on the team, it was certain times that I couldn't practice or I couldn't even lift here. So I had to find somewhere else to lift, which I didn't have a problem with because as a professional, you have to go with the flow and figure things out on your own, which I didn't have a problem with. And because during the COVID season, when it was really bad, we was practicing at the Midway Middle School track. And luckily, because, you know, Coach Wheathorn is actually a coach over there,
right,
we was able to use it, which is a lot different because it's like a 4-lane track. So yeah, it's not the best surface to train on. And then those, when they finally got shut down, we was training at Cameron Park.
Oh, man.
And 1 week they would say we would have a meet. And then a day before the meet, they would cancel it. So it was like we was training, and then we're not running.
Right.
And so you're doing time trials and just running fast at practice. It doesn't equal up. I don't care what anybody says. Like, you can basketball, football, you can scrimmage, but when you go into the game, it's two totally different things. And it's the same thing with track. Like, it don't matter how hard you go at practice. When it's different when you go to a track meet. And this year, it was one of those things where it was like, you know, they were still shutting meets down. And we were still trying to get things together during the season. And we didn't know where we were running at. And then we would find out that this meet is open. So we have to kind of adjust our training and stuff like that. So it was a little frustrating, but, you know, I just had to go with the flow and just continue to work hard.
What were your expectations going into the trials? Did you have something in mind? I know you said your mindset is going in, I'm going to win.
Yeah.
But what was your goal? What was your expectation going into the trials?
Going into it, it was a little frustrating because I wasn't used to not running the times that I wanted to run before the big stage. You know, being at Baylor, I've always ran fast before I ran at regionals, nationals, conference. And it was hard for me to understand that with Coach. He was like, as a professional, you got to run it when it counts the most. Mm-hmm. And Coach know I've always wanted to run fast every time I step on the track. And when it doesn't show, I get frustrated. Not frustrated with our training, but just myself, because I feel like it's something that I'm not doing right or something that I'm missing on. And that was never the case. It was just like, and now that the season is coming to, like, the end of the season and we're going to the championship year, and even after Tokyo, we still have the Diamond League series and Diamond League championship. I'm dropping in my times, and I'm running faster. And, like, it's now, it's like, oh, man, like, it's showing. But, you know, it's one of those things where I wish I could have did it at the trials,
right.
But it just wasn't my time yet, and it was one of those where we talked about it, you know, we end up making a team, you know, and it's one of those where we talked about it after, and we realized that the things that we need to do, the things that we shouldn't do, and how we can stop that from happening again for the years to come.
You're talking about the training with Coach Hart, and how great is that? I mean, guy with that much experience, you know, to still be, you know, to pour that into you, and you look at the success that he's had with the other quarter milers here from Baylor. What's it like to work with Coach Hart?
It's great. You know, he's always giving me some knowledge on off the track and on the track, making jokes. You know, he doesn't come out here and just try to, like, pound workouts on them. We're always learning every day. And if there's anything that he feels like, I've told Coach that, you know, I trust you 100%, and I know you're going to get me there, which is always shown. You know, every year I've ran in a major championship and came home with a medal. And, you know, like, we didn't actually be able to achieve our goal 100% this year, but we're still going, you know. And we talked about it, and it's like I told him for next year I want us to get a little bit more intense next year. I want us to be able to not feel this feeling again, because just like I want to win, he wants to win just as much as I do. And I feel like when you have a coach that wants to win as much as you do, there's nothing that can go wrong.
Does it hit you, or do you even think that far ahead that now the Olympics are only 3 years down the road instead of four?
Well, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, for track, you have a world championship year, then you have Olympics, and it just switches out. Mm-hmm. And luckily this time around, since the COVID year happened, we have a major championship every year for the next 5 years.
Oh, wow.
So after the Olympics, we actually have World Indoors, and then we have World Outdoors that's going to be held in Eugene this year.
Oh, wow.
And then you have Outdoors again, and then, you know, you got the Olympics. So it's going to be a major championship, I think three actually, before we get to Olympics. Yeah, so, you know, a lot of records to be broken, a lot of fast times, and a lot of money to be made.
That's awesome.
And it sounds like that lines up perfect for you. I mean, you're really in the prime of your career right
now.
Exactly. And those line up, you know, like you said, over the next few years, couldn't be any better.
I know. I was talking to myself, I think, yesterday. I was like, if I, you know, make these teams for the next 5 years, I could retire early.
Don't think about retirement.
Yeah.
You know, I don't try to think about it, but, you know, with the sport, and, you know, with track and field, you know, so it's such a toll on your body, you know. So it's like, it's not that I think about it, but it's like, you know, it's just so mentally and physically draining. And I want to be able to be like, and I tell myself, if I'm not able to be in that peak where I can say I'm gonna win this race, I don't want to do this no more. You know, I only line up to win.
Right.
And if I feel like I get to the point where it's like I know I'm not gonna win, I don't even want to line up, because I feel like there's somebody else that could be having this lane, and there's up-and-coming talent that come, and I don't want to be wasting anyone's time.
What have you had a chance to talk to? I know Jeremy has been around. Yeah. Have you talked to him? Have you talked to anybody else that's gone through this process?
Yeah, I talk to Jeremy and Michael all the time. Okay. You know, I talked to Michael the night before my race, mm-hmm. and I talked to Jeremy as well. You know, and then I also talked to him after, and Michael told me he was just like, find a way to fix it and get it done. You know, those guys are not any guys that you're going to go to and they're going to feel sorry for you, which I love because, mm-hmm. you know, I don't want those guys to, you know, only cheer for me just because we went to the same school. I want those guys to look at me to win it because they know I can win it, you know. And I really appreciate the advice that they give me anytime I talk to them. And, you know, I can always call them or hit them on Instagram, Twitter, and we can have a conversation about racing, about tips or what I could do better about this. And, you know, and I feel like if you can get those from some legends, you know, that you can't lose.
I guess there's no guarantee, but, you know, how many guys are in the relay pool? And
it's besides me, there's seven other guys, and then you have the three guys that made it to the podium. But, like, I talked to Coach, you know, I talked to my dad, you know, and I told him, I was like, you know, whatever happens, it happens, you know. If I don't run, I was glad I got the experience, the feeling. If I do run, I'm glad I got the experience, the feeling. Like, if I run, I get a medal. If I don't, I got to sit in the stands and see other people get a medal. And I got to feel that I don't want to feel this feeling again, you know. So it's nothing I'm not going to be grateful for, you know. It's just how it works in this sport. And I just got to make sure I put myself in a position from now on that no one else can control the narrative. I can control the narrative. Just go out there and win when it counts the most. And when it counts the most, if you win, no one else can tell you that, oh, you're not going to run. I want to put myself and put other people in a position where they don't have a choice but to put me on the track.
We hope you run. We hope you, yeah. you know, run in one of those legs, you know, yeah. of the relay. What have you thought about when you put on that jersey, the USA, cross yeah. your chest, you know, running top? What does that mean to you, USA, you know, in the yeah. Olympics?
I mean, it's great. You know, this year we got new uniforms, so it's going to be the first year that we wear the new uniforms. But it's always a great feeling, you know, especially running on that stage at a big stadium. I don't care how many times I run at an Olympic stadium. They always seem way much bigger than running on a regular track to me. But it's always a great feeling. I get my family and my friends from home to be able to watch me. And, you know, track is not always on TV. So, you know, for them to be able to watch me on that stage is always a great feeling.
Very good. Well,